Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. What did Femi say? 150 Chinese diplomats are among the delegation that arrives in Washington. Talks begin today. High-level talks between the United States and China. Opening remarks expected by President Obama at around 9:30 Eastern time this morning. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be there leading the strategic side of these high-level talks. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner takes the economic side. The Chinese have their own priorities at these talks. What is on their agenda? They're watching from afar. Joining us for a few minutes to talk about this is BBC correspondent Chris Hogg, who's in Shanghai. Chris, the people of China will be watching these talks. 150 diplomats is just one indication of the significance that Beijing puts on this. What are you expecting from your end?
Well, the reason that the Chinese are so interested in following these talks is twofold, really. I mean, first of all, there is an acceptance that this country and America are bound tightly together. Their two economies need each other. One of my colleagues has put it this way: the American addiction to debt means that China is in the position of being their dealer. And, of course, that means that they're piling more and more of the excess dollars that they've earned here in China into the American system. So the second point is that the Chinese are very worried about the state of the American economy. They're worried about the size of President Obama's stimulus package because they're worried that that's going to create inflation. And so as a result, the value, the massive of their massive debt, the dollar holdings that they have, the Treasury securities, is going to go down, get smaller.
It's estimated at about $2 trillion now. Are there any headlines in China or commentators calling for the U.S. to be lectured to by the Chinese to say we're going to cut off investment if things don't change?
Certainly in the last 24 hours or so, there have been articles in the major papers about this. They're not really lecturing the United States, but I think they're pretty much following on from the kind of comments we've seen from the People's Bank of China, the central bank here. I mean, certainly the central bank governor has said in recent weeks that he sees the need to keep pumping this money, to have this capital transfer from China to the United States. But that he said it's not good for the economy. And basically what the Americans need to do is they need to sort out their economic fundamentals. They can't rely on China to be doing this forever.
Chris Hogg, is it plausible from the Chinese perspective that there would be some sort of quid pro quo between China having influence in North Korea on the nuclear question versus some of these more delicate economic issues that the U.S. has an interest in?
I think that's a difficult question to answer. I mean, again, North Korea is a situation where America needs China to help them try to sort this out, because there is this feeling in the States that the Chinese have exert the most influence over Pyongyang. Although I have to tell you there are some Chinese scholars who, after the missile tests earlier in the year, said that their concern was that in fact even Chinese influence over North Korea is on the wane. So I mean, frankly, for the Obama administration, probably the Chinese is the best game in town, and that's what they have to go with.
Well, from the perspective of the Chinese in Shanghai, the Chinese are in the driver's seat as these talks begin in Washington on both the issue of North Korea and the delicate economic issues that Chris Hogg explained to us there. BBC correspondent staying up late for us in Shanghai, China. Thanks, Chris.